What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, Miami Hurricanes Barbershop Talk, Football Barbershop Talk. See how long I've been all been on vacation. I throw it all. A little under the weather, but we back. What a beautiful day today is. This is Friday, July 31st, right? Brought to you shortly after a huge commitment. We're going to get into that. Couple other things, man. We're going to get up out of here. I got my main man, Turnpike Measy, in the building. Please say the Turnpike. Say what's up, man.
What it do, man? Measy, 26 degrees, man. It's an A1 day for real.
A1.
A1 day for real, man.
Yes, go Canes. No steak sauce.
Yes, sir. We're going to chop it up a little bit. We got the homie Chef Rob in the building, man. What it do?
Hey, what it do, man? Hey, boy, so happy to be back on. It's been a long time. But, I mean, news also been kind of slow. So, didn't want to just, you know, hop on the show and all you hear is us breathe for like 45 minutes. So, you know.
Blabbering the blabber.
Hey, man. Blabbering the blabber. So, you know, that fall camp show coming real soon. You know, we're going to go ahead and knock that out. But, man, it's a wonderful day, man. It's a wonderful day. Right around the corner.
And we got Big Dog Meezy. X, man. Holla at him.
Hey, Meezy, I knew you was scared.
You was scared? He was scared. I knew Meezy was scared.
Like, I knew Meezy was like, damn, man.
Why you was scared? I got to hear this.
It's so crazy because I was calling my dad. You know, you big time Hurricane. So we talking or whatever right before the announcement. And so I get off the phone. I'm like, he going to Miami. I heard the Michigan shit. I was like, fuck that. But I knew, I was like, Michigan going to probably throw on the kitchen sink or whatever. So then right before he announced, I'm on Twitter. I see Dennis Smith's, oh, it's a sprint, not a marathon. I said, get the fuck out of here, bro. Nigga, heart started beating. I was like, man, I don't want anyone to watch this
sprint,
shit.
Not a marathon joint. That one don't do nothing to me.
When he do that, it's because like we done missed out on.
We
some
missed
shit.
On somebody. Yeah.
You're right. I said, man, get the fuck out of here.
He normally posts that after the commitment. Like, he normally posts that after. He never posts that before the commitment. So,
yeah, but I was everybody, he
will put it if we miss on somebody that.
Yeah, but this was so big. This was so big. And so, yeah, it was so big. I was thinking, like, all right, nigga, Amir Sirius probably called these people. Right before you know, I was like, hey man, thanks for no thanks. You know how that shit go. And
I was like, yeah.
I was like, damn, trying to beat everybody to the point for his fucking.
Listen, the other day, I ain't tell y'all, but when I seen the Michigan thing, I was like, yeah, man, Meezy probably gonna be like, damn, man, we done fucked around in Michigan.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, I ain't even gonna say nothing because, again, I was already, listen, his defensive coordinator who's at Columbus right now, that's my partner, that's Coach Jude, who actually was central head coach,
right? Yeah, head coach, Jude. Okay.
Jude has been doing a phenomenal job of sending Miami the top talent. Like, it goes back from Wesley, Bain. Now you got Marcelin. Now you got A1. And I was informed he was born to be a Hurricane. It was one of those, I'm born to be a Cane. The Cane blood is in me. So I'm like, man, I don't know why everybody having this.
Yeah, a little drama. And so for those, and everybody listening to this, I know y'all know, but we talking about Amir Sears, end up reclassing and then saying right away that he was going to commit today. And yeah, I ain't had nothing. My heart ain't pumped no Kool-Aid on that one. I was like, nah, that's us all day. Because I felt like if he was going to make an announcement that quick, then it had to be in Miami because, you know. Mm-hmm. It was whispers of, he may reclass. And I honestly thought it got to a point where I didn't think he was going to reclass. I thought, okay, he just going to wait.
I remember that.
Because I saw Poltway post something about it. I said, oh, this nigga trying to.
Yeah, he was like, this. If what I'm hearing is true about Michigan and shit.
Nah, I fought with Poltway.
That's for engagement, bro. That was for engagement, bro. Come on, man. We know what he do. Yeah, do that for engagement, man.
And he posted the tweet talking about, nah, y'all was scared. I'm like, so you saying you did it for you know, the attention?
It would be interesting though how much Michigan really did like try to get this man. You know what I'm saying? I know.
What is the thing?
It wasn't no amount of money that was getting this kid to commit to another school. I don't think Michigan was going, I think A&M was offered a significant, yeah, goddamn.
their whole strategy this cycle, clearly, I think they're going USC this cycle and just trying to buy up the top talent.
We're going
to
outbid you.
Yeah, they'll just do that. They'll just throw the extra bag. Only time I heard what we didn't outbid, or they didn't outbid us, was with the Mark Matthews situation, which is crazy on his behalf there, because I'm like, my nigga, they throwing money around. Why you let them short you? You know what you play in the nation. You know, don't let it. You be the one to get shorted. You be like, hold on. Wait a minute now. Y'all got at least match this Miami bag, because they just throwing it around. But with Michigan, I was like, bro, it's a new coach. You know, they're in the middle of a transition. The relationship's here. You know, you mentioned earlier, too, me, the Adidas thing. You know, remember, he was already an Adidas high school athlete, mm-hmm. as he was. The Nick Lanier, you know, relationship, the Malachi Toney relationship. We just played for the Natty. I just couldn't see no situation in which he wasn't going to come to Miami.
Yeah, because he even tweeted, he was like, about 10 minutes ago, it was like a picture of him with the Lauderdale Hurricanes, and he was like, did y'all really think I was about to leave?
Yeah, I thought I was about to leave the crib.
Shout out to us, because that's our photo. We took that photo.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, but yeah, y'all be on him early. Yeah, y'all can pull all the archives out on him.
Yeah.
Malachi, when he looked like he about 4'6", all the little jits, man.
Yeah, we got it all, man. But yeah, I just knew he wasn't going nowhere else, man. Like, I had a homeboy, he like, man, ain't y'all DB room kind of back? I say, man, what the hell they got to do with him? Like, you think he finna come here? And don't think, man, listen, that man think he gonna come in and play. Like, it don't matter who we got. Like,
well, for one, for one, like, they even, 247 got him listed at wide receiver. Now, to my understanding, you correct me if I'm wrong, they telling him he can play whatever. So
yeah, he's coming to Miami to play cornerback. Obviously, he's going to get some offensive snaps. And like I keep trying to explain to people, it all depends on how much he plays defensively. If he doesn't play a lot defensively, then obviously he will get some offensive snaps.
Then they'll probably get more offensive. We get it. And you know, the problem with that, too, is, and this is what you got to love about Mario coming from that saving tree. I know this got to be part of what he's selling. Every of them big Alabama teams, they're loaded. That's how it's done. You can't run from all the competition. Come to the competition, sharpen your skills, and guess what? If you come here, especially at skill position, you really only need 1 year. Because if you're going to shine enough around the other people, right? And then, like, you look every year for Alabama, there's always kind of one guy that stood out a little bit more, especially at running back, obviously. Now, wide receiver was times where they had two boys out there dancing on you. I hope we get that, too. But I can tell that's part of his pitch is come load up. All the great teams do it. If you're going to be great, you can't just be like, well, I just want to go where I know I can start and, you know, I can get my shine. Cool. That can work, but it can also, especially if football, play against you, because there's what, like, think of Malachi, right, down the stretch in the playoff. They targeted him more as far as defenses. They were like, let's eliminate him more and make other things work outside of him. But when you get just, you know, completely talent loaded all across the board, you got picky poison. So,
in the NFL, know that too, because like with the Alabama thing, say like at Miami, we just loaded at a certain position, wide receiver. Say we got a wide out who getting only like 30 catches. He might be like, well, I can get 60 somewhere else. But the NFL knows this kid can get 60 somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like, we still gonna pick him second round or whatever. But
yeah, they see the talent.
Yeah.
I mean, and they still do the same thing just like everybody else. They take reaches and trust their evaluation. It's the same deal. Like, they'll take you know, my 49ers are notorious for taking guys that I don't understand. And then it ends up panning out way better than I think. So I just learned to shut up and just be like, all right.
It's like
we took an Ole Miss wide receiver. And I was like, I didn't see him at that spot. And just didn't make a ton of sense to me. I'm just giving some time. The only one I've been right on is Ricky Pearsall, but he's a Gator. So I expect him. He hurt again, saying he might be done.
Yeah, I just saw that the other day. He hurt again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and to put this in perspective, too, when we talk about Amir Sears, the level of talent he is, he just reclassed. And, like, y'all remember Malachi reclassed. And, you know, they dropped him to a three. You know, I think they had him at wide receiver 40-something or something like that, 50-something possibly. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it dropped his ranking quite a bit. He was a four-star in the next class. Well, Amir's so talented. He jumped in, and he's number 20 on 247. I think Rivals got him right around that same spot as well. Mm-hmm. So this
he's like
isn't
a composite
just,
10 or something.
Yeah, this isn't just like a kid that, yeah, Malachi we knew was good, but, you know, people was like, ah, he's a little early. We don't know if he going to be who we think he could be if he gets another year of development. This is a kid that, despite reclassifying, stayed in the top, you know, 25 players in the country. So, and I would argue, and I know, D-Rod, I know you keep your finger on the pulse of that of the scene down there, too, who are more so than I do, for sure. Who really would you say is better in South Florida?
You mean
this cycle?
Oh, this cycle?
Yeah, this cycle right now. Who could you really put above Amir Sears?
I mean, the only other player is Nick.
Right, you got Nick, and we got Nick, so that's boom, boom right there.
Man, I mean, obviously,
if you
obviously,
want to.
No, Matthew's not on that level. Matthews is raw. He's raw. I ain't taking nothing from him, but he's not game-changing raw. Nick and Amir Sears are game-changing raw. I mean, they don't. So I was explaining to the Discord earlier, and I was telling them, like, okay, so, you know, Miami's always had talent. We had enough talent to win games. You know, we had enough talent to compete and play football, good football. But we lack that elite talent to win us games. Now we're recruiting that talent where they can win us games off the talent alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have these talented players, we probably don't end up losing to SMU or Louisville. Because they, at some point in the game, are going to say, man, listen, shit, we better than these people, man. Let's go out there and do our thing. You know what I'm saying? And we going to be the it factor. So, yeah, that's the type of level of talent we starting to get, man. And it's man, I when I woke up this morning, I said, boy, it's finna be scary. Like, we finna actually get the two best players in the state of Florida, two of the best players in the entire nation.
Right.
And that's just from South Florida. And shit, Dante Wright and all those other guys, Abrams and
man
number like, one this corner. Is really getting
number one, number two quarterback. Like, this is, yeah, this is getting to the scary hours.
Oh, damn.
Go ahead, you good.
Yeah, the Nick and Almiri, man, those are two type of type, man. Yeah, I don't even remember the last time we've had that type of level of talent in South Florida, because it ain't, they different, man. They different. Like, I get Mally. I get how raw, and I watched Madison's Little League. Mally, he got it too, man. But they different. They different, man. Like, those,
you think it's the size? Those,
no, I don't think it's the size. I just think, like, so listen, Nick will be on the field, and he will go to the sideline to the opposite team, and he will tell the coach, hey, you know, ain't nobody on your team can stick to you, right? Nobody on your team is a guard. he'll tell him, man, where your best cover guy at? Put him on me. And then he'll do him in. He'd be like, what I told y'all, you know, like, Nick is that type of confident that he just does it. You know, A1, he just thinks he's better than everyone. And he thinks he's better than everyone. else, and he goes out there and proves it. Like, he don't think he knows that there's nobody better than him on the football field when he's on the football field.
Yeah, cause he said, I saw that little clip, man. I'm a motherfucking game changer, you know.
And yeah, his size is. I was actually watching a film of him yesterday. His size is crazy, actually. What is he like? 6'3"?
Nah, he's not that big.
They got him listed like at 6'1".
6'1", yeah,
6'1". 6'1", 175 is what they got him listed at. But he looked long. I think he got 6'3" wingspan.
He just looked different out there, you know what I'm saying? And without no weight plan, without no strength conditioning plan already, but I'm with X. Man, I was telling my dad the other day, because we was talking about it, I was like, man, Amir Sears is like one of those, like, you might find one of those in a whole state once every goddamn 5 years, you know what I'm saying, to like be able to reclass like he did, and everybody still know, like, he's still the number one athlete, like, in America. He could still go wherever he want to, you know what I'm saying? But
that's crazy.
Not, you know what
is
I'm
he
saying?
19?
Huh?
Nah.
Okay.
Maybe he just ended up turning 17. No, damn. No, he not even. I don't even. Yeah, I think he probably. I don't know. No, I don't think he even turned. He just. He about to turn 17 this year.
Okay. All
right. Maybe
he's a little older or something. Yeah, I was like, how can. Because typically, I figured they would have did him just like Mally in a sense of just. Okay, he's got to drop something just because he ain't got that extra year of development. And physically, I mean, yeah, he's got wingspan, but, you know, 6'1", 175, 180, not crazy. Now, the film is crazy. That's where it gets different. And the numbers is crazy.
The numbers is crazy, numbers. Yeah.
Yeah, he put up crazy numbers on offense alone. And then, you know, you add to the fact that, like, this guy could be an elite corner. And it is pretty damn hard to deny. So I was shocked, but then I kind of took a step back. Like, well, I guess it do ultimately make sense. But with that said, you know, I remember, you know, as we got into this, it was like question on how big the class. Like, it's going to be a bigger class, smaller class. And it's funny, I asked Gabby, because he was, you know, pushing that on the, I think it was a chat or something on their website. And I said, well, what about 23? And he was like, that would be pushing it from what I was told. Well, now we at, what, 21, right?
21, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so how we see the rest of this class rounding out? I think we absolutely add another DN. And then...
I was thinking maybe like a tight end, because I'm hearing like little rumors about, that LSU tight end or Dollar.
So here's the situation, right? It's three guys who Miami is trying to flip. So to add that'll be 24 that they want to take.
Mm-hmm.
The three guys are DJ Jacobs, Jackson Dollar, and Mysal Johnson Cook.
Man.
So listen, if this happens, man, yeah, they calling the CIA on my
Yeah, we're gonna be under a cloud again. I tell you that. Right. The Al Gore cloud will be back, boy. We flipped on three.
Right. It's just ain't gonna be. Even when he committed, I was like looking at the class. I'm like looking at all the five stars. And it's not this class, it's not like just five stars. Like, all these players we got are like elite. And I'm like, man, like, if I was goddamn working for the NCAA, I'll probably be like, nigga, what the fuck y'all got going on down there, man?
You know what I'm saying? Our worst rated player, I think, right now is Josh Johnson.
Yeah.
Josh Johnson, yeah. And they can possibly get him a bump. They could probably
he has the opportunity, you know, once he get back healthy and recover, I think he might be underrated ultimately. So, yeah, I'm like you. I looked at this class top to bottom, and I was like.
Bro, it's actually, like, filthy, bro.
Yeah, it's insane. You got Gordine, I think, is right above him, and that's probably just his size. He's just a little bit of a smaller corner, but he a dog, bro.
And then before him, you got like
Gordine should be a four star. That's a very underrated ratings for him. Like, he's another one who got that dog factor, you know. And we don't talk about him a lot in the class, but
Jalen Jones, another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jalen Jones. Listen, Jalen Jones and Hippolyte, man, I think both of those guys should be like, if I had to pick ratings, I would give Hippolyte like a 96, 97, and I'd give Jalen Jones a 95. And that's not just being biased from the crib, because it's actually what I've seen on the field. Like, when they get on the field, they play. They play ball. And Hippolyte is another one who, he not talking much. He just going to go out there and prove that he's better than other people on the football field. But
Tom Lloyd was talking about them too, Gordine and Jalen Jones, earlier this week, because he was talking about the class. And he was like, man, Jalen Jones. And he just shook his head. And he was like, that boy right there, even like the little OT7s and everything, he was like, that boy's like an animal out there. He was
he liked that.
But yeah, the class filthy, man.
Yeah, he liked that for real, man. So again, man, if we get those three, man, I'm just telling you, I'm here to tell you now. The shit, they already crying, but it's going to be worse.
Yeah,
these niggas finna ask the government to shut that program down. Yeah, they gonna be like, man, U.S. Congress, can y'all shut the Hurricanes program down? Cause
yeah, Nick probably on the horn right now. Don, what we doing?
And it's crazy, Don, what we Nick, doing? It's crazy because Nick actually likes it. He loves what Mario is doing. So you would think Nick is down for it, but obviously, damn, Nick, you hate it.
You like, let me tell you something. This is the thing people don't understand about racism. Man. People think racism is always this outward hate. No, man, it's that innate. You don't even realize. You're like, man, it's just too many young niggas getting paid. I just can't abide.
Yeah. And they get real money too.
But yeah, this just don't sit right in my soul. That's what I mean, and that's what I mean when I say stuff about say, because I do think it's highly hypocritical of anybody in this America, right? It's capitalist society. That's what we go get all you can get. Don't tell me about destroying no game or nothing, man. Not when these young brothers get paid. I just it don't sit right with me. But yeah, I mean, you know, they've been a little bit quiet on the Jacobs front, but he quiet in general. He definitely see what's going on, though, for sure. And I feel like the same thing with Cook. We hadn't heard anything in a while, but I did see like a little smoke. Even though I saw an Auburn board that they was a little, I want to, you know, every once in a while you get bored, you go creeping in the slum.
Yeah, you start seeing what they're talking about.
Yeah, they you know, tad bit like, I don't know, man, I'm hearing some Miami smoke. So that could be a long, and the thing is this class is positioned so well, we could play the long game with some of these elite guys down the stretch to where it's like, he's established such a culture where we don't get the decommitments, right? Mm. We don't have, like, that used to be a, man, that was like the sun coming up. We finna lose somebody. That's just how it went, right? You were here.
So it was like, soon you get like a high-rated player, be like, yeah, they ain't gonna stick.
Yeah,
ain't gonna stick. Automatically.
Yeah,
like, that's how we was.
Yeah,
why to be mad these kids? I realize, I mean, you gotta let shit go. I'm like, why they do us like that? They're like, Larry, these boys 70 years old, man. The hell, you talking about, like, you know,
that was a real epidemic with us, though.
Bad, we led the nation at some point, of just decommitments. And under Mario, man, it's just been no nonsense and a culture thing. And it goes to speak to the other reason I was going to say a little bit earlier about Sears, I wasn't worried about the money situation. Was I think they kind of got to win negotiating with terrorist type situation. Like, we're going to sit down. We're going to give you a fair number for sure. And we're going to come to the terms of agreement like gentlemen, right? So that last minute play, I just don't think it sit in that room very well with them. And they just going to be like, okay, well, then best to you. And the thing is you got leverage now. Now you actually have leverage because you're playing winning championship level football. So now you can say, I'm not going to give you that number, which is why you still got Mason Johnson Cook in play. He's still in play. I don't think they're going to up the bag much, but, you know, they like, you show that where you want to go now.
I don't think they'll up it.
Still got your spot right here.
Up it at all.
I can't see it either. I can't see it either. Because that's the other thing about this is these deals, right, that's just for the first year, right?
So, yeah.
You're not, if he comes in, Michael Johnson Cook is not playing his freshman year. I don't think so. And I think he's good. I think he's really talented. I think we deep at running back. So you ain't getting underpaid, because to be honest with you, I don't know if you step on.
Right, we're not giving you $500,000-$600,000 first year. We're just not doing it.
And you just gonna ride pine, more than likely. You know, we can see how I play, but I say that just to say I think that he's done such a good job at reestablishing like the line and where it's gonna be drawn. And you couldn't always do that because you got to back it up somewhere. Same way when we talked about Nike, right? People was upset with how the Nike situation went down at then. I tell people all the time, man, you got to realize who we was at that time. It was a mediocre program. Mm-hmm. So, like, why would they offer top dollar? They like, man, y'all sink, you know, y'all ship kind of sinking, and you ain't popping like that. So who
y'all
are you
winning eight games?
Yeah, who are you to demand a number? Nowadays, you know, it's like now they got to come to us with a different respect. You know, we kind of other belief is gonna end up back with Adidas ultimately, but nonetheless, it's still gonna be talking numbers, it's still gonna be talking money. And in that same vein. We got the patches going out, right? Few teams have signed up and made associations. Ohio State, Notre Dame. Let's see, Notre Dame went what? SoFi, I believe.
Notre Dame went
with SoFi. Yeah, they went SoFi. Ohio State with Chase.
Chase, yeah Chase, man. Big Bank. I like it. What's some nice numbers?
Hey, but how dumb was that Big 12 deal though? After these numbers came out.
It was real dumb.
What did the Big 12 do?
It was real dumb. Bro, so what they did was they end up, the whole conference ended up signing for $20,000 and they split that money.
No,
up,
20 million.
Like 20 million. Yeah, 20 million. They split
Yeah, 20 million. 20 million. Yeah, everybody getting like 1 point something. Everybody getting like 1 point something.
Yeah, that's trash. Why would you agree to that anyway?
Hey,
agreeing to our TV deal.
The little conference AD or whatever, the GM, he's a. His brother's the dude that they
I don't think he in contention no more.
He ain't but yeah, that's his brother. But
what a dumb deal.
I did find out too, they have to split that up. Like I think Notre Dame got what, 20 million or something.
Notre Dame getting 17 to 20.
Yeah, but they splitting that 17 with their whole sports department though, I think.
Gotcha. That's still a lot of money. You got
that. It is.
Still got to take it though. Yeah, still got to get that's that.
Imagine spending 1 million with the rest of the goddamn department. Right?
Yeah.
Damn, when
you look at like a school like Miami too, you gotta remember we don't have some of these programs all these other schools got.
Right.
Ain't no lacrosse team. Ain't nobody getting no lacrosse money off of this.
Yeah. So
that helps keep that, you know, that purse small. And that's the one thing that gets lost a lot of time. People when they compare Miami to other schools, I'll be like, y'all keep forgetting Miami's a small private school. So, like I think I saw something where I think we revenue $950 million. You know, when I talk about like the SEC schools that do better, I'm like, bro, it's a huge public school. We talking about a small private school. It's not apples to apples. But yeah. So D-Rod, I think you said you had like something that had some possible brands.
Yeah, somebody had posted in one of the groups. I don't know, y'all probably didn't see it or whatever the case may be. So a couple of them, right? One of them was a Hard Rock International. Another one was Baptist Health, South Florida. Another one was American Airlines, Royal Caribbean, and Casilla. Right? And Casilla.
What's that?
Kasseya. All right. So it's a Miami-based technology company, already has invested heavily in sports branding. It has the Casilla Center. Remember, I think is that the hockey team stadium? Is the Casilla Center? Or it's one of them. Somebody has a Casilla Center as one of their I don't know if it was basketball or one of them. So
yeah, no, that's the UN basketball stadium. I mean basketball gym.
Okay, yeah. So, and this is how they broke it down. A lot of people, so they're saying like, as far as they saying the top choice would be Hard Rock because it's branded in South Florida, has strong connections to Miami sports, and already has a major visibility through Hard Rock Stadium. The only kind of downside to that is because they also heavily invested in the Dolphins. So I don't know if Miami kind of, the Hurricanes kind of want to be like tied in with, you know what I'm saying, with the Dolphins on that when they already kind of like, you know what I'm saying, have a stadium. Next, they said Baptist Health South Florida has deep roots to the region, a large healthcare presence, a clean brand that will fit on a college football jersey without looking out of place. It also avoids some of the controversy that comes with gambling, crypto, and alcohol sponsorships. From a long-term institutional standpoint, this may be the safest fit. The biggest national brand, they're saying, American Airlines, they said Miami International Airport is one of America's major hubs, like probably like the biggest. I think we have like probably the most American airline. Flights. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? In the world. And it says the company's global reach matches the Miami's international identity. The patch could also tie in the recruiting and travel content with a Miami to the world type campaign. Visually, though, the logo may not blend as cleanly with the Miami's orange and green, which makes sense.
I was just interested. That should be ugly as hell.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, white, but go ahead.
Yeah. And then Royal Caribbean. It says the cruise industry is closely associated with Miami and the brand is globally recognized. Miami could build creative campaigns around setting sail, the U in a South Florida style. It would be feel distinctively Miami without being directly connected to another local sports team. Which I think that's kind of why they want to kind of shy away from the Hard Rock, you know what I'm saying, thing.
Yeah.
And then it says for a modern high dollar partnership, Casilla could make sense. The Miami-based technology company has already invested heavily in sports branding through Casilla Center. The concern is that another Miami sports sponsorship could feel repetitive, but the company clearly values major sports revenue. So the ranking, they said a Hard Rock would probably be number one. Baptist Health South Florida, number two, American Airlines, number three, Royal Caribbean, number four, and Casilla, number five. Me personally, I would probably go with either Baptist Health South Florida or American Airlines.
I would like American Airlines because actually, when you said American Airlines, I'm pretty sure, like for the Notre Dame game this year, they set up at Miami Airport like a one way just for that game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know if y'all seen that, but
well, so not a one way, but a direct flight.
A direct flight, right?
Yeah, because you can't know nobody fly to where they at.
South Bend,
yeah.
Yeah,
I'm about to say Terre Haute.
Yes,
I don't know where them niggas at.
Yeah, so when you said that, I was like, oh, there's already like already be low key looking out for the school or whatever. The Hard Rock, I don't know. I don't know if they would do a betting thing with college football. I don't know.
I mean, they
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. With all the betting thing going on and all that, I think that they'll shy away from that. But like I said, the Amazon wouldn't be a bad option. Like, I wouldn't mind the Amazon thing.
Hell no. That's what I work for. Big Uncle Jeff, my man. Yeah, I already know what time it is. I'll holler at him next time I see him. Yeah. Let me holler at you.
It'll be a lucrative deal because of Amazon.
Yeah, yeah, he's a Miami fan, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and like I think he's.
If you could pick just anybody, right, just on some silly shit, who would y'all pick? Like, I already thought of one for X, but I want to hear what you say. just anything, yeah.
I'll give y'all mine
real quick. Give y'all a second thing. So if I got to pick anything, right, I would actually go with. Now, we ain't talking about the money because I know this wouldn't be the most money. I go with Maybach Music Group. I MMG a look clean on that.
MMG.
Yeah, it look clean.
Yeah, that MMG. Yeah, that MMG would be.
You know what I'm saying? I guess this is some silly shit. We ain't talking about no real. I know that ain't the most money we can get. What you got? Mm.
I don't even know.
You know what? I would go with? And it's probably, I think it's actually a reality. I think the UFC. I think with the UFC, because you know Dana White is real when it comes to
that'd
Miami.
Be a good one too.
He's real heavy invested down here. And I think he got some family or somebody that go to Miami or went to Miami. And he's a big Miami fan too.
His daughter.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I think that's like a dark horse that nobody's talking about. I think UFC might be. I can see that.
That'd be fire.
Yeah, that's real realistic.
I'm gonna tell you one of the ones I thought when I thought about you, Hennessy.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Hennessy. Oh man, that shit would be crazy.
That would be perfect. That would be perfect, man. Got Hennessy in the press box.
Yeah, Hennessy, man.
Giving out Hennessy free. Oh man, that would be great.
Then 1 year we'll rock the, you know, we'll rock the Hennessy Pure Whites instead of the Stormtroopers.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of like a little works. I was trying to think of like a little Cuban company because of all them damn.
Yeah, all the Cubans down there.
All what's the that Cubans? One,
like some Cuban cigar, a little something.
They do. What's his name? D Money. Oh, that's one of their sponsors. Isla Canarias.
Oh yeah.
Isla Canarias. Oh, and the other one I was thinking, X. I can't believe you didn't even say this.
I was gonna say Tootsie.
Yeah, I was gonna say
Tootsie. I was like, man, put that Tootsie's
Cabaret.
Hey, let's go.
Tootsie's Cabaret.
That should be fire, bro.
Put that logo like on I was the patch, so. Man.
I was so blown they took away Magic City Night at Atlanta. I was like, nah, let it live, man. It's a staple of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to explain everything to kids. And then if you do, just be like, oh, it's just a grown folk club. They not going to understand until they old enough anyway.
You know? That would be dope for Georgia Tech. That would be dope for Georgia Tech, yeah, though.
They ain't gonna,
Magic City.
Hawks weren't going to do it. They ain't going to do it. But they should have, man. They should have. Speaking of Georgia Tech, we're going to get up out of here. Shout out DeAndre Hawkins, man. Looks like he's moved on from the NFL, but he is taking a coaching position with Georgia Tech. So I'm sure it's going to be something.
Mm-hmm.
Since he ain't a coach yet, it probably met grad assistant, offensive analyst, something like that to get his feet wet. But that's dope, man.
So he got a degree?
I believe he did get his degree from Clemson.
He graduated from Clemson.
Okay, no, I didn't know if he did. I didn't know if he was like an early entry because, you know, If you don't have a college degree, you know, you really can't coach in college like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm almost certain he did go back and graduate from Clemson. I'm almost certain of that. But anyways, man, we just want to bring y'all something real quick. We've been out of here for a little minute.
And it's
I was on vacay, a little under the weather. And we just, you know, we had a feeling tonight was gonna be a big night. A1 is in the building, no steak sauce. Number two.
A1.
Number two class, but let's be real, number one class. Nobody's got a higher average.
Pound for pound, number one.
Pound for pound. I don't think they can see us, dude. And we ain't done yet. You know, it's something special going on. The U is, whew. We need that, ring. We need that ring to be back, but we are.
Pound on the podium.
There you go. The trajectory.
The trajectory.
Is different.
Hey, he won.
I've been trying to find that clip all day. I've been trying to find that clip all day.
They thought that shit was gonna be funny. I said, that's gonna bite y'all in the ass. Y'all think you don't see it no more. The reason you can't find it, right? They don't post it no more. Yeah, see, they only want to post it when something go a little off. You know, they probably post it when we ain't get Matthew or something like that. But now it's hard to find, man. Again, shout out to all my Florida State fans ready for football to be over with. You know, prayers up, man. I know y'all, man. I feel you, brother. That's rough. It's rough times down there, man. We're going to get up out of here, man. Peace.
Peace.
Peace, peace,
peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.